Big news out of the National Basketball League. Larry Kesselman, the owner and executive chairman, has been good enough to join us. Larry, can you confirm for us that the NBL season has in fact been cancelled?
Yes, the last two games of the final series have been cancelled. So unfortunately, that is true.
And does that mean it has come to pass that the Perth Wildcats are crowned champions?
No, that's not the case yet. That's something we're going to consider over the next couple of days. We just need to consider the rules and consider the circumstances. I think this is a bit of unprecedented territory, uncharted waters we're all in, not just around basketball, but around the world. So we're just going to take a couple of days to consider it and see if we can come with a fair outcome.
Bob and I are both furrowing our brows here. Larry, what sort of considerations do you need to take into account?
I think the fact that obviously Sydney finished first on the ladder, Perth is leading 2-1 in the series, but the series is a 5-game series, not a 3-game series. So there's a lot to consider. I understand the last two games are cancelled, so there's arguments for both sides, and there's just the general sense of why this is actually even coming to fruition. The world is in a complete crisis, so I don't think this is just normal circumstances.
No, they're anything. Yeah, they're extraordinary circumstances. Is there a chance there won't be a champion crowned?
Yes, there's a chance of that as well. So really, there's obviously only two outcomes that are possible. Either there is just no champion and we cancel the series and the season, or Perth would be crowned as champions. They are leading, that's fair enough. I think the other very real possibility is to just simply call it off because it was a 5-game series and it was not able to be completed.
Larry, is it true that the Sydney Kings were reluctant about the air travel? That's been spoken a little bit about.
Yeah, that is correct. I think it's not just about the air travel. I think it's actually about all different circumstances. I think we very, very seriously consider and take into account player welfare, and there's also the consideration of players and their families overseas. It's not just about Australia. We have a lot of people here from overseas where their countries are being affected, their families are being affected, borders being closed. It's changing by the day. You know, we're hearing of new rules coming out of limiting crowds down to 100 people in the very near future. This is not even by the day, this is evolving by the hour. So very difficult circumstances, I feel, for both teams. I absolutely do. I feel for the players. They've toiled the whole season to come to this, so they all would have wanted to play the season out. So it's not as though anyone didn't want to play the series. Everyone would have wanted to play the series. I, of course, especially feel for Perth because they've done two trips to Sydney and they're leading the series. I get it. But we are in very, very challenging circumstances.
So, Larry, just to be clear, this is a cancellation. There's no chance that, you know, in a few weeks the last two games could potentially be played?
No. This is a cancellation. We will not be playing the last two games.
Larry, you're obviously incredibly influential within the game of, you know, basketball in Australia. If it comes to pass that Perth leading the final series 2-1, it's cancelled in the circumstances, would you be expecting a challenge to that decision by the Wildcats if that does come to pass?
I'm not really sure. We have not discussed whether there would be a challenge or wouldn't. We're going to assess this properly over the next 48 hours and try to make a decision. I could certainly understand why they would be not happy about that decision. I would totally respect their decision on it. I get it. But I'm not sure about a challenge or not. When we make a decision, then we'll worry about it then.
Did you try to talk Sydney into making the trip west?
No, it's not a question of me talking anyone into anything. We did discuss originally before we started the series. I was actually quite okay and would be totally understanding to call the series off at any stage, even before it started or after game 1, 2, or 3. You know, we presented a bunch of different options to both teams. We chose to try to see the series out. Unfortunately, that hasn't happened. So that's just how the situation is when things are changing on a minute-by-minute basis.
Extraordinarily difficult. It'll be fascinating to see where you land on the awarding of the championship. That'll be the next one. We sit back and wait with a great deal of interest. Larry, in extraordinary times, and I know incredibly busy ones, thanks for giving us a few minutes of your time this afternoon on SEN.
Pleasure. And I just want to put perspective. We love our basketball and it's a family sport. We love it all. But I think the world has bigger problems right now. That's my perspective. I think there's a lot of people suffering, and I don't want to get overly caught up in our dramas. I think the world has a lot of challenges, and we will move on, and we respect our players and fans, and we love them, and we'll be back bigger and stronger next year.
I'm sure you will, the way this league is on the trajectory it is. I've got no doubt about that. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. Larry Kesselman, the owner and executive chairman of the National Basketball League. That I can tell already, just a quick glance at the speckle is going to cause a great deal of grief amongst a lot of sports fans if this doesn't get given to Perth.
A couple of days lag time. Oh, gee, I don't think it's going to make that any easier.
I reckon the NBL are going to read the tea leaves. They'll listen to talk back on a radio station like this and get on the line, 1-300-736-736. We've got to get to the news in a moment. But if you want to respond to anything other than the Perth Wildcats being awarded the championship this season, the two options are no champion. Sydney won't get it despite if it's either going to be no championship, null and void season, or Perth get it. If it's anything but Perth, I can imagine there'd be something of an outrage on this.
It has to be Perth, doesn't it? I mean, it's not perfect, but it just has to be.
If you want your voice heard, get on the line. 1-300-736-736.